This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the non-confrontational podcast.
The podcast where we missed last week's episode, but this might be that last week's episode. Basically, all our technical difficulties are a sum product of Giuseppe. That's just how it is. Pepsi
unlucky. It's always an unlucky circumstance.
No. We left last week was, I think, the first in 8 episodes that I didn't do the recording. Pepsi did it.
And the audio quality.
And we lost all. Basically, it didn't work. Audio quality, something happened. That whole episode had to be scrapped. There is some gold pieces in there, but I don't know if there is any.
Like when Beyonce called in to the show.
Yeah,
that was a gold piece.
Yeah,
that
or then insane. Kim K and Kanye had a fight live.
Yeah.
And we had it first.
Yeah,
and then
the
whole thing was gone. We were going to send it in to People's Magazine.
Yeah, and TMZ. TMZ wanted it. We could have made a big chunk of cash.
But that
Pepsi
didn't happen.
Pepsi
lost all the audio. Anyways, these podcasts are always pretty jank.
I'm eating peanut butter with a spoon right now.
Yeah, and we also for we've recorded 3 times, but for I guess this is the second episode, we haven't been all together. We haven't.
Yeah, I'm being the only consistent member here who is in town all the time and ready. I'm fully committed to this.
Julian, you shouldn't be proud about that. It means you have no fucking life.
No, it means I have no fucking friends other than you guys. And I'm just here to support whoever else is with me. You guys are just on too busy.
Anyways, anyone got anything to start us off for tonight?
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, so that big controversy with Don Cherry and the...
He's a white fucking supremacist!
He's a bigot. He's deserves his job.
Can we put that in?
I don't think the bigot part, but I don't know. Maybe people will think we're kidding.
We
are.
No. Hey, listen. None of us are picking sides here. That's not what I brought it up about.
I want to say this. I have my opinion. We're just not going to share it here.
Yeah, exactly. Me neither. Because that's not what's important. It's just pretty interesting. What I found interesting was the fact that, like people are saying it's controversial what he said, whatever, but it's the fact that so many other people were on the other side of it now that they have that petition signed. There's over 180,000 signatures to try and get him back on TV, and I think it's probably gonna work.
No, when has a petition ever worked?
I don't know, but I don't know. I sent a lot of petitions to help me get my student loans up, and
I was gonna say like hundreds of thousands of people signed the petition for student loans, nothing happened. Well, what's really funny is I have multiple cardboard cutouts of Don Cherry. I think the reasoning, it's not going to make sense. Don Cherry used to be the spokesperson for the company my parents worked for. I guess that's the easiest way to explain it. 6 years back, though. And because of that, they had cardboard cutouts of Don Cherry. And I think... maybe one broke, but there's definitely still 2. Anyways, the joke was going to be we were going to put it in the background of our podcast when we started filming them.
Wouldn't that have been fucking hilarious? We would have blown up if we were the Don Cherry podcast guys and then that happened.
Well, we were okay. Like I said, I don't have my, this has nothing to do with my opinion on what he said. But for a while, I haven't been a fan of Don Cherry. Anyone who knows me kind of knows that. I'm not a fan of Don Cherry.
And his hockey opinions.
Let's stick to hockey. I wasn't a fan of Don Cherry and his hockey opinions. You know, I found something that was dumb, but kind of funny with the responses. What he said about Carolina last year when he called them, a bunch of jerks?
A bunch of jerks,
called them a bunch of jerks because they were just having fun and actually turned Carolina from being a joke of a franchise to pretty entertaining. One of the more popular ones. And they're doing well now. They went second round of the playoffs. That's obviously better than the Leafs. Leafs are looking like a joke more than them.
Yeah.
So, I would say, I don't agree with opinions like that. So I'm not going to say anything about, whatever, this political shit going on right now. So I was gonna put him in the background more as a meme slash joke. It was gonna be like
slash co-host.
Yeah, co-host. Asking for Don's opinion on shit and then just fighting him about it. But
I was gonna say that like I agree with what you're saying. Like Don Cherry, whatever. I'm not gonna say that he wasn't a big part of hockey and blah 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 and getting sports fans and stuff. I just like he just like I find like he just makes like. Well, certain things a little too boring. Like, what's wrong with having a little fun in, like, sports and stuff like that?
Well, what's really funny...
Like, I mean, I was saying, I'm not expecting players to start beating each other with their helmets, like, but, I mean, at least let them ride the
picks. Before we segue into that, like, I was just, what I found funny is, I wrote a paper on Don Cherry back in, like, 7th or 8th grade. We had to do like pick one of the greatest Canadians, write a paper on
Don Cherry.
I picked Don Cherry, right? Like I was a kid. I just knew that Don Cherry was like big a hockey icon, this and that. And so I wrote a paper on him. And the funny part is I had to justify why I felt he was one of the greatest Canadians. When I started realizing that he really like he played AA hockey his whole life. He played like a couple AAA games, then got drafted and he played 7 games in the NHL before he got sent back down to like he was never like some top hockey player. Nothing special really happened. And then after he became coach of the Boston Bruins and so happened to be coaching Bobby Orr in a period of time where one player changed your team, they won a couple cups and then he was on coach's corner. And so it was so hard for me to justify why he was one of the greatest Canadians.
Especially when you compare him to guys like Terry Fox.
Yeah, right? Like, I can't believe Wow. I can't now come to think about it. But then after I grew up, I was at a charity hockey game where it was alumni NHL players and celebrities. Like, guys like Darcy Tucker were there and stuff, right? And Don Cherry was coach for one of the teams. I'll never forget walking out the back door with my family. We're walking to our car and Don Cherry walks out. And like, not a lot of people. I remember being like 6 people, like a couple parents and like a few kids, right? Run up to Don Cherry to just ask him for a signature. I was a little further away. Like, I honestly would have had to sprint like quite a bit, but I saw him. I see like these people run up to him and he's like, no, 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 go away. Not go away, but he didn't really want to sign stuff. People are gonna be like, oh my god, you're a Don Cherry fucking hater, like this is why you're saying this shit. But no, this actually happened. Like, he was very like angry and like told him that he didn't want to do anything. Now maybe he had a long day, like he just finished doing a thing, he is a little bit older, so it could be a reason. And I said to my parents, I go, why did mind you guys, this is when I was like 13, don't think I was like 7 and I'm just like having like bad memories about it, like flashbacks. I said to my parents, I go, what the, like, what was that all about? You know, he snapped at the guy, and so happened that one of his managers or something was walking right next to us and turns to me and says like, oh, you know, like he's been out a lot, like he just flew in on a plane, he's really tired, he probably just doesn't want to deal with it now, he's had a lot of people rushing up to him.
Wasn't even that late, he's old, it was like 5 o'clock in the
afternoon. I took that as like a reasonable explanation, right? And for years I took that as a reasonable explanation. You know what, celebrities probably get bombarded all the time, and there's certain times where they're probably tired. Probably the main reason he went out the back door. Regardless, yeah, hitting people's helmets, though, or hitting people with helmets, though.
Yeah, that's a different story. Yesterday, football game went off. You know, I'm just watching it casually. And I was going to turn it off, end of the game. And I'm glad I didn't, because the game, you know, kept going like a regular game. You know, the camera pants in the play. And then you just hear the announcers go, oh my god, what's going on over there? And you see one of the players on the Cleveland Browns take the quarterback's helmet off, his own, like, rips it off his head, and proceeds to swing it at the quarterback like a deadly weapon. And see, that's freaking great TV right there. That probably boosted the ratings.
Like in all sports, they always talk about, like, headhunting and shit like that. That took it to a whole fucking new level. And at first, I didn't think he made contact, but then when you watch it in slow-mo, that's like enough to kill someone.
If he would have actually hit him with like the crown of the helmet and like hit him like on the top of the head, he would have probably killed him.
And he did hit him, but he didn't fully connect.
Yeah, and he hit him with the back part of the helmet that's a little bit padded, too.
Yeah. So, 6 pounds. We just looked it up.
And you have a 200 and... Miles Garrett, he's probably like 275, 280 pounds. Swinging that thing around like it's nothing. If he would have actually connected, he would have probably
did you at see least that? Concussed him. Did you, like, okay, you sent me, or you sent us that photo of the quarterback, and you're like, that's a hard photo. That wasn't a hard photo. The angle it was taken, what's the quarterback's name?
Oh, Mason Rudolph.
Mason, sure, Rudolph. He looked like he was 4'10", and Myles Garrett looked like he was hugging and consoling another one of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look at this. Like, I feel like we should link this in, like, in the description. Maybe we will. If we remember Pepsi, link this photo in the description. To look at it. Yeah. Look, Myles Garrett is hugging this guy and caressing him while this guy looks like he's 4'10" getting absolutely angry at something happening. Like, he looks like, fuck you, you're cheating on my man.
He was mad because Myles Garrett ripped his helmet off.
I understand why he's mad. Oh, okay. But the picture,
this is before he gets hit this with is, the helmet,
if
too.
I show this to a person who didn't understand that Garrett was about to hit him over the head with the with the thing, they would look at this and say, that is one man who is jealous that Garrett is hugging his other man.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay, hold on. What? So Julian, I know Julian's going to disagree, but he kept trying to justify why, like, he wasn't so shocked that Garrett hit him with the helmet because he was trying to pull his off. But, like, what do you think the penalty, like, should be, or the repercussion for Garrett for smoking?
He's suspended for the rest of the season.
No, I know. No, I know, but I'm saying, what do you think it should be, not what the league put out. Like, what do you think?
What I think it should be? Okay, so if you ask me, Mason Rudolph completely starts the thing by trying to, like, grab his helmet, and he also gives him a little bit of a groin, like a shot in the balls, but I think that was an accident, like, it was just in the moment. And then so that Myles Garrett, being the much bigger person, just decides he's going to dummy him for grabbing his helmet. And then, so then, you know, that happens. He yoinks his helmet off. And then that's where it should have stopped. But Mason Rudolph thought he was a tough guy and started charging at him. And I can't justify hitting him with the helmet. But if Myles Garrett just would have punched him in the face, that's completely justified. Why are you rushing somebody like that, like, aggressively?
So the question was, what do you think?
For hitting him with the helmet?
Yeah, what do you think?
It happened in the NFL before where somebody ripped another player's helmet off and didn't swing it, like north to south, but swung it, like,
the fucking
east to west.
The fucked up part was the north to south, like, down.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what happened where he slapped the guy across the face with a helmet, and he only got 4 games for that. I'm just throwing it out there. There was a precedent. It happened before. It was 4 games. So I think he should have got 4 games.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know. Like what Greg said, the up and down motion to me is the big factor.
I don't know. I think if you get hit across the face with a helmet.
But I feel like going up here, this part of your head's softer and no one can see, but I'm touching the top of my head.
No, but he hit him at the crown.
Yeah, because you got lucky. But if he hit him here, I feel like that's a lot worse. Yeah. This is softer. Yeah, probably going to fucking crack his
skull.
Oh, okay, I guess. But
I'm just saying, my personal opinion is 4 games, because that's what happened before. And that makes sense. Also, in the rule book, I was listening to Max Kellerman talk about it. There is actually a rule in the rule book that says if you swing your helmet at somebody like a weapon, you get a 15-yard penalty and ejected from the game.
You ever see the NHL player swing his stick like a bat at the dude's fucking face?
Yeah.
That is one dirty play.
Did you ever see Todd
Bertuzzi? He got arrested for that.
Yeah.
He got arrested for that.
Yeah. Did you ever see Todd Bertuzzi punch a guy in the back of the head and end his career?
No.
Yeah, he got big legal trouble for that because he punched him in the back of the head. I think he gave him neck damage.
Oh, God.
And he ended that player's career. Yeah. He was a rookie, sorry, and the guy he hit was a rookie.
That's fucked. That sucks. Can you imagine having your career ended by some fucking asshat who punches you in the back of the skull?
Well, yeah. I had a guy who came into my class last year, and he played for Kitchener Rangers OHL team. He was the captain. He was a very good hockey player. He's definitely, like, they were prospecting him to be drafted to the NHL. Now, does that mean he was going to make it? Who knows? But he's a very good hockey player, and he got a concussion in his second year in the OHL that just completely ended it, ended everything. And he he ended up, what's it called? He didn't know what to do. Like, he came back after a year and a half, and he played his last season on the team. But at that point, it was too late for him to get drafted, so he was done. And what sucks for him is he just went to the OHL. But, you know, once you go to the OHL, you don't go to school. Everything he knew was hockey. He was so lost. He didn't know what to do. It was for entrepreneurship class. Pretty cool story, though. Like, he started a few businesses. They all kind of didn't work out. And then after he started a podcast, which got decently successful, but... Like, I'm telling you, this guy was legitimate. Do you want to hear some of the friends he has? And he's, interviewed on the podcast. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Claude Giroux. Why am I thinking not Blake Wheeler? That's not the name.
Did you I remember you told me this before. Was it McKinnon? Was one of the guys McKinnon?
Not McKinnon, from Winnipeg, good player.
Oh, Shifley?
Shifley. Oh, Mark Shifley. Mark Shifley. Yeah, no, not Bufflin. Mark Shifley. If I went and I remembered his podcast, if I went down it, like high tier NHL players he's friends with, he interviewed them all.
He has real
and,
ties.
But like his podcast isn't just about hockey. His podcast is actually about mental health and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. I wish I could plug it if I remember the name.
If what's it called?
Yeah, right?
If you guys could have one like celebrity or just personality on our podcast, who would you pick? Like, I've never asked that. I'm curious.
Ooh, that's a good question, actually.
Celebrity.
I don't know.
Like, anybody. It doesn't have to be, like, a big-name celebrity. It could be literally, like, fucking Joe Blow, but you just really want him on here.
Fucking David Dobrik, just because this dude outclassed Shawn Mendes.
Oh, yeah.
Freaking Harry Styles.
Oh, my God.
Noah Centineo, or however you pronounce his name. Yeah. The do-good guy. Or whatever his thing was. Do what you do with what you've done. And what's it called? Who was the last person? Jordan Fisher.
Oh yeah.
For sexiest heartthrob.
That's fucking nuts.
Listen, I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that.
All those men are very much more attractive than him.
100%.
Or sorry, if you try and tell me David Dobrik is better looking than fucking Harry Styles or Shawn Mendes, you're on acid.
Yeah, no, by whatever standards, no, for sure. But the thing is, at the end of the day, we all love his videos. He's all got, like, great shit going on. He's got a lot of dedicated fans, and that won him sexiest
heartthrob.
That's
what I was going to say. He has a ton of dedicated fans.
Was he, like, the only internet personality that was in the magazine? I don't know.
No, I think there might have been more. I don't know if any won, but I'm sure there was probably a couple more. It's just, when I saw who he was up against, because I listened to the Views podcast, David Dobrik's podcast, he was talking about it. And I'm like, yeah. When he said that he was up against Shawn Mendes and those other guys, I'm like, there's no chance.
Beating Shawn Mendes, Harry Styles, I feel like, is very, very big. But the thing is like, he doesn't release music as often anymore.
Shawn Mendes is popular,
right?
Like,
but,
right now.
Yeah, really exactly. Popular. Like, he's really popular right now. Has those dedicated fans. I'm really shocked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. But I also heard something. I heard something about, like, voting being, like, messed up for it. And that they got to release, like, the real people who run.
I
don't know. It, honestly, it's actually all publicity. Like, how is one guy a sexiest man of alive for 1 year and then it switches to someone else?
That's
and how can they have sexiest man alive if I'm fucking sitting right here right now? I don't get it.
You're unknown.
Right?
You're an unknown.
Like, I don't get how I'm here right now.
They're going to tell you Dwayne The Rock Johnson's better looking
than
you.
Well, that was a few years ago. Yeah. Last year was Idris Elba.
That's true.
And then after this year, it's John Legend. But I don't understand how they can say any of these guys are sexier than me.
I don't know. That's a
right?
good point,
like,
Greg.
Like, I should be sexiest man alive.
Like, regardless of, like, looks or whatever, like, if you, like... You gotta, like, David is probably one of the most, like, impressive internet stars that I could think of. Like, if you ask me, like, him, Mr. Beast is another one.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Like, Beast just gives away money as if, I don't know, he must own a bank.
No, but
he just gives away money.
What are the differences for the categories, though? Like, what's sexiest heartthrob mean?
I don't know.
I'm assuming the sexiest heartthrob is, like, younger guys. Like, it's not going to include people like The Rock and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
I see.
Like, sexiest man alive is probably like the older people.
Yeah, like, that's a good point.
Heartthrob is like kind of like a teenage, like a younger guy.
I wonder thing, all the know? People who won sexiest man alive.
I know Blake Shelton won once.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I remember
that. One made no sense. Blake Shelton's not that good looking.
But like
How is David living in a world where Jason Momoa is alive and he didn't win an award?
Did he not win a single award?
I don't know. Jason Momoa is good looking.
Wow. No, I think Zach.
Look at what
Zac
our podcast
Efron's
is. That's
like,
talking
hot.
About the sexiest men and who we think is sexier. Yeah.
I think Zac
Efron's
hot. Like,
Zac Efron's good looking too.
Apparently, people don't like him because he's a little shorter.
Hey, what are we talking about short people here?
Yeah, the thing is, he's my height. Like, he's like 5'8", 5'9".
Hey, chill, man. You're
I know,
too.
Trust me, I'd want, like, his body, but, like, it comes with lots of hard work, dedication, and not eating donuts and lots of chocolate at 10:30 at night.
Okay, Greg, it's fucking rude making fun of short people, but whatever.
Oh, hold on. Okay, so then we never got back to who would we have on. So,
I said David
Greg says David. Julian, who do you think? Who would you have on?
I'm going to go with The Rock or David Blaine.
The Rock would be pretty cool. He's just David The Rock Blaine. Seems like, I'm pretty sure he's like the hardest person to get a hold of for anything.
The
like,
Rock
ever.
Is, actually, no, fuck, I want Joe Rogan on the podcast because that may be cool. Plug ours. And then I could talk about shrooms and acid with Joe Rogan, and I think that'd be so funny.
Yeah, no, for all the times you've done shrooms and acid, right?
Oh,
for anyone who's watched the Joe Rogan podcast, you'll understand this joke. It's fucking funny as fuck. Julian, you sent me that tweet or that comment that guy says, and it's like, yo, Jamie, pull up that picture of the Dalai Lama doing jujitsu on the moon.
That's so fucking funny.
See, that's why I love we have to start filming our podcast, because I actually want to start doing that where, you know what, one of us has a laptop, we connect, and we can pull up things on the screen, show it on camera, so we got to get there.
I agree. The issue is that we're never together, right? Like, the last
but never together, we can, what's it called? One person can be on, like, a little, like, face cam. The only problem is it takes a lot more editing. It will take a lot more editing. Yeah. We'll probably get, like, the audio podcast up first, then put the video versions up later.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. But I've been wanting to do that. I think it'll be cool. It's more fun to see, like, the dynamic of people's expressions. Like,
well,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
I feel like we work better.
We'll have to train Julian how to edit audio and then force you to edit the videos.
I can edit the videos.
And then
Julian,
I'll get back to running the social media account.
Yeah,
I would edit the shit, but between work and school right now, I don't have the time. Sorry.
Oh, speaking of social media, because we said it in the last podcast, but because that one didn't go up, we're making a TikTok because it's pretty popping right now, so everyone should follow it because we'll post some funny stuff on there,
TikTok,
like clips and stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like we should make a TikTok till we start doing the filming too, because then I think that's Pepsi, like, I'm not making this TikTok to do, I don't know, like, challenges with you, man. Just teasing.
Come on!
No,
is that what you actually want to do? Is that what you guys want to do? You guys want to make a TikTok to do freaking TikTok challenges and shit?
No, I don't want to do that.
Listen, sometimes you gotta swallow your pride to get popping.
No, I'm not doing no fucking cocky, corny fucking, I used to be so beautiful, now look at me. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not doing the fucking jump in the circle. I'll, like, guilty pleasure, I'll fucking watch this shit.
We should do the one with, did you see the one with the basketball?
I think
wish we could pull
if
this
we
up.
Do, if we do original stuff, sure. I'm not doing any of that corny
stuff. No, I'm not saying, listen, I'm not
funny.
Saying we all
it's
need to
not,
put on
it's not
padlock funny. Chain.
No, it's got to be original. It's got to be funny. It's got to be the ones where I watch them, like that deserves 3 million views. Like, I watched one today where these kids recreated the Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, I saw that. Really,
they
good.
Created the Phineas and Ferb intro. They filmed it all. It had 3.2 million likes. I'm like, that's because it fucking deserves it.
Yeah.
Some girl sitting there going, oh, I'm out to blow my boyfriend. Like, fuck that shit. Like, that shit actually bothers me. I'm sorry. Do you guys ever see those ones?
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying is, like, I want to record, like, stuff like that. I'm not saying, like, we have to wear, like, padlocks and big, like, fucking band t-shirts and stand in the mirror and, like, show off our midriffs. Like I'm trying to make original videos that people will laugh.
Sure? You didn't want to stand in the mirror and go, this is one day on Call of Duty. This is 2 days on Call of Duty. SG-130 inbound!
But I feel like TikTok's, like, worse, though. I see this one guy who's like, I don't know.
Grown man.
I think he's like, he might be Spanish. I could be wrong. He dresses up as like this, I don't know how to explain it. He wears like this little, these like pink shorts with no underwear on.
Okay, that's not the
And then like this pink t-shirt. And he's on the Explore page. And he's always got like 400, 500,000 likes. And it's like, he wears, I don't know what his username is, but I wish you guys could see the video.
Yeah, I scroll through TikTok a lot. I've not seen this guy once.
I've never seen this guy. You might be searching out.
No, you don't see him. It's so creepy, bro. It's so creepy.
Yeah, no, my, like, I think I explained this on one of our, on the other podcast. Just, I find TikTok that it has, like, 20% of the videos really fucking funny. It brings me back to Vine memories. Those are the ones I like. But the weird kind of challenge ones, or where people just take someone else's noise and puts it over it and you can tell it's clearly fake, I'm just like, why? And why did you get 80,000 likes for it?
Yeah,
that's what I think,
you
right?
You gotta respect the hustle.
Is it hustle? Like, you ever see the one where it's like, they're in, say, like, an arena and they're like, oh, I almost got kicked out for this, and all they do is they click the Bluetooth and then play the Monsters Inc. song?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just like it's just a trend that everyone fakes it, and it just makes no sense.
I know what you mean. Yeah, there's all the trends, and some of them are ridiculous. Some of them are funny,
though. Yeah, I find a bunch of them. Yeah, there's some that are funny.
The basketball.
Those ones for some reason I like. Oh, I thought you were talking about the one.
Oh,
where it's
that's
like,
funny. No, yo, let's do that. I'll do that. I'll do that. They that's stand? Hilarious.
No, okay, sure. I mean, if you do it, I'll do it. But so you stand, Greg. It's where you stand.
Oh, it's
in a
like
circle.
Russian roulette. Yeah, and they throw it up and it hits you in the head. Yeah, all right. Hilarious. Yeah. Why don't we just play with a revolver then?
Because then who's going to upload the video?
Whichever one survives.
That's true.
Unless we load it with 6 bullets.
Have you guys ever seen those videos? Like, some people are good at dancing, and those videos that blow up, like, I don't mind them because like they're sick at dancing. Good for you.
Okay,
but
so
then there are some people.
All these girls dancing. You have a girlfriend now, Pepsi.
Wait! I'm not done.
You can't.
But then, like,
just
sometimes
they're good
dancers. No. I respect like people who can dance. And it's not that I don't respect people who can't dance. It's just, it blows my mind that, like...
I have no respect for you if you can't dance.
If you can't even slightly two-step, you really should get off the app.
Not even the app. Just, you shouldn't be a person. Fucking can't two-step.
No, I was saying,
can't
Billy
Rock.
There's people... there'll be videos that have, like, hundreds of thousands of likes, and it's like... horrible dance moves, and it's just because the
maybe
person is good looking. And it's like, is that really what
could be
society boiled down to? If we're hot,
it could be people resonating with the bad dance moves. But Pepsi, let me put it this way: when you're watching the good dancers, are you focusing on their good dance moves, or are you focusing on the fact that you like them because they're hot?
No, they're good dance moves.
I mean,
good dance moves. I hear what you're saying.
Britney Spears got famous. And she can't sing. Sometimes it's just about
love.
And that's the exact same thing.
Can I tell you something funny, though? The For You page, it kind of, like, recommends stuff based on you pretty well.
Yeah.
So I get what I basically get is I get a lot of hockey players and stupid hockey jokes or sports jokes. And the funny thing is I don't like any of them. I get random funny video game ones every once in a while.
Yeah.
Not, like, gameplay, like, guys making fun of it. Those ones all I can support. I rarely get dancing females. I'll get dancing males.
Ones I get a lot. I get the ones where it's like spear fishing, and then it flips, and it's like
those ones. Yeah, like in a kid pool,
a kid's pool.
Those ones I'll get. No, I'm saying like, yeah.
Those ones are good.
Do I get the dancing people every once in a while? But Pepsi, it sounds like you're getting a lot of half naked females. Why is that?
And also dudes in booty shorts.
Dudes with no underwear wearing pink. Dudes in tube tops. Dudes dancing and females dancing but suck and are half naked.
You guys always make me look bad when we bring up
We're trying.
Incriminate yourself every time.
Shout out to Jordan. You know who I do get? Me and Jordan get Gary fucking V all the time. I don't know if you
Gary
guys have
v
ever seen him.
I didn't know he's... Yeah, I know Gary V. Yes, I watch him on YouTube every once in a while.
We get him all the time. But it's like, it's gotten to the point where like, I think, or like, I don't
it's
know
like
why my feed has been so saturated by his videos. Same thing, Jordan said the same thing. But this guy, like, he's like, you want to make money? Don't be fucking lazy. There's
oh,
a fucking free section. There's a fucking free section on Craigslist. Go there, get a chair. Take it on the bus if you don't have a car. I don't fucking care. First off, no bus driver is going to let you on the bus with a fucking sofa. So, Gary V, that point's wrong already. And then he's like, put Facebook Marketplace, put it there, sell it, someone will come pick it up, boom, do that 3 times a week, $400 a week, now you're making bread. It's like, hold on, I put stuff on eBay for 5 months and it hasn't sold, and you're telling me we're selling sofas in 3 months? No, I'm not denying the fact that, like, whatever, the go get it thing, like, yeah, go out, do whatever you want. Just the videos that come up sometimes are fucking hilarious. That's what me and Jerome were talking about.
Stupid one. No, I know, it's funny. I wonder what kind of chair he's talking about bringing on the bus, but I mean,
he shows it.
People in
it
wheelchairs.
Like those...
People in wheelchairs have to go on buses.
No, it was.
Gary V says, "Fuck those people in wheelchairs." It's more about money and making money. And you wake up every day and you say, "Fuck those people in the wheelchairs." You kick them off the bus and you make the fucking money.
So,
moral of the story is, I might get on my Gary V hustle fuck the wheelchair people and use public transit to get some fucking wicked love seats. Someone on Kijiji. Yeah, no,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, it'll work in theory if you do it. But the thing that annoys me about those, like, those videos is it's like, they make it seem like it's so easy. Or, bro, I get fucking...
Oh, you used to make it sound easy all the time. You're like, yeah, bro, getting 25 revenue streams isn't that hard. Like, you just gotta, like, really try. You were telling me that in the summer. I'm like, okay, Pepsi. Okay, Warren Buffett.
You know how many times I get, like, step one, get a free Shopify account. Step two, find an ad booming on Facebook. Step three, put the product on your website. Step four, watch the money roll in, and it's like a fucking screen, and it's like $500,000 in the last 4 days. And I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, you want to see me make that exact same TikTok, but I'll put 50 million in the last. Like, you could just literally, like, edit the page to show the number. It's stupid. It's that stuff is... They're trying to sell a get-rich-quick thing for views. Or people are trying to sell programs with get-rich-quick schemes. It doesn't work.
Is it fair to say that Gary Vee is the equivalent to Mike Chang's six-pack no. shortcut videos?
No. Gary Vee, he's actually legitimate. This guy's net worth is probably like 15, 16 million.
Do you know how many abs Mike Chang has?
But Mike Chang, what's it called? Mike Chang used to be like just the fucking clickbait master. This guy
he got me so many times,
like Gary Vee's the CEO of a big media company, and like he very much tries to be like a hype man and like motivate people to go out and thing. Mike Chang was more of okay, so guys, easy way to get six pack of abs, start doing crunches and then buy my course online. Like Gary Vee doesn't sell courses. He speaks at events, but I don't think he sells courses.
I miss Mike Chang when he used Mike to Chang. Infiltrate YouTube. Mike Chang. The best.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, sorry. You were going to say something about this?
No, I was going to say Mike Chang was fucking funny because Mike Chang was... He would do shit like this. He'd be like, how to get six packs easy. And it'd be like, okay, do 40 crunches a day and only eat broccoli. Yeah. And then he'd post another video and be like, how crunches are ruining your game. Like, last week he told me to do them.
No, but then there would be an ad of him just like sitting there tanning. And then like these two chicks in bikinis walk up and they're like, can you put sunscreen on us? And he's like, oh yeah, hold on. Takes off his shirt, abs come out. And he's like, you want to know how to put sunscreen on girls like this? Buy my course and get six-pack abs right now. Yeah, even though Mike Chang was 100% juicing.
I was going to say, I honestly want to know if anybody out there, if you took Mike Chang's six-pack shortcuts, if you got those abs, and if you got to put lotion on girls like that. Because I can guarantee you that none of that ever
girls
happened
like what?
If you bought his program.
One of the first questions we asked, which was, if you could have one personality on the show, who would it be?
I would
love to change mine to Mike Chang. Or...
Wait, we never even heard Pepsi's. But anyways, go ahead. Who was your or?
Oh, or have you guys ever seen the Slap Chop commercial?
Oh my god,
I want that guy on. You're gonna love my nuts.
That guy fucking sold me on a Slap Chop so hard.
I know, he's so good. I want him.
Was it me and you watching Slap Chop together?
Yeah.
No, I was also watching with Haley.
I was watching it not too long ago.
We're like, where do we get one of these?
Yeah, you're gonna love my nuts. That was the first thing you ever said. Who?
You know who I'd have on?
Who?
Fucking, when we start our video podcast, we're getting Bear Grylls, and I'm gonna make him fucking skin a yak and eat it. Skin a yak and eat his liver.
What I find funny, and I feel like this has been our relationship, is I find that I guess you guys every once in a while, but like I feel like I just flame the two of you for the whole time, and no one ever says anything to me.
Well, no, Greg, but we've told you why, because you overreact.
No, that's when you guys have tried pranking me, I'll do it. But like, not when you guys actually say shit about me. Like, what do I overreact? Do I start fucking yelling at you and swearing at you?
Maybe sometimes, but
not swearing, but you'll give us a good 1-2 punch every now and then with words, and then I don't want to say anything anymore because my feelings hurt.
You guys just can't handle the fucking heat, man. Like, you guys come at me, I come back harder, and then you can't handle the heat.
I don't know how you get away with it, because that's what I used to do in high school, and you guys all told me I was attacking insecurities.
I felt like at school, the thing is like, when it's us three at most, like, I probably don't care too much, but you were attacking everyone.
Yeah, that's really funny.
You were just shooting for everyone and, yeah, actually, like, saying stuff like, shut the fuck up, you look fucking horrible today. You're ugly. Your fucking hair looks horrible. You smell bad. You didn't shower. And someone's like, my water has been out for a week.
That's facts. Julian would do it the worst time ever.
You had a little bit of an angry kind of spout for a bit. And that's when I realized I needed to stop and like pull back.
Because you guys would always be like, you're so short.
Well, it wasn't even so much about you being short. It was more about the fact that there was a fucking chain tied around your balls in a 500-pound wave that was being dragged by your girlfriend. Just kidding.
Pepsi, I'm coming to collab with you next time.
This is a joke. It was always the ball and chain jokes more.
That would set me off.
Yeah. The thing that would set Julian off is when you would make like edgy, touchy jokes to him that he didn't like. It would just like flip a switch in his brain, and he'd be like, "No, I have to go after their biggest insecurity, so they can't sleep tonight." That's what would happen.
Yeah, I wanted to. I was living rent free in all your guys' heads until you made me stop.
I think we're coming close to an hour.
Yeah, we could wrap it up.
Yeah. I think it's about time we start wrapping this up, boys. This has been a good one, though.
Yeah, this is...
Right?
Yeah, I think this is a classic, this one. This one's...
I find it funny that you repeated exactly what I said.
He's like, I'm thinking we should wrap it up.
I'm like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking, boys? It's almost been an hour. All right, you're right. Boys, we should start wrapping this one up. You had to say it for the show, but I don't think I said it completely. I didn't say anything completely wrong that it had to be scrapped there.
Oh, I have no idea. I just thought we were going to restart it. It's okay.
I'm going to say it this time.
Yeah, I was going to say, Julian's going to say it now.
All right, guys, I think we should really wrap this up. We're coming to about the hour mark.
Yeah, we should wrap it up. I agree. We should. It's coming close to an hour. We should wrap it up.
I think it's about time we wrap this up, boys. It's almost an hour long, and we should probably wrap it. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for listening, and keep supporting, keep listening, and then when we make the video ones, keep watching, because in a year's time from now, I'm putting it into the universe, fucking Joe Rogan on our podcast.
Yeah.
Or us on his, which would also be
cool. That would be pretty good, too. And just one more thing, just a couple announcements at the end of the episode. So, yes, we're going to try eventually getting the video ones done. So, we'll let everyone know when we do YouTube. We still have the Instagram and the Twitter, but I know everyone likes to use Instagram more than the Twitter. So, go check out the Instagram. I'll start posting on there again. And the last thing is please share it. Please share the podcast. It really helps. Taking a year hiatus, we have dropped a bit in viewership, but that's not why we do it. We do it most for the fun. So regardless, at the end of the day, yeah, the more people that listen to it, the more people we can make laugh. Hopefully, if people find us funny, I don't know if we just find each other funny, and that's about it. But yeah, so share it for support. I appreciate it. And Julian, take it home.
We'll see you later. We'll be right back.